Now it's time for the children's moment with Miss Sandy today.
Guys, this morning. Great. 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 Well, it was really amazing. I was trying to find a children's story because I knew Larry was going to talk about angels. So I went online. Get a sermon for angels. And God works no matter what. And my story title is Angels Watching Over Me, which is the song that you just sang, which is part of my story. And it was just amazing how it worked, that God led me to pick that one out of all of them that were there. You guys want to come on down? Come on. No? Okay, that's fine. All right. Well, I was going to say, have you ever heard the song, Angels Watching Over Me? Did you get to hear it, part of it? Did you get to hear part of the song? We were standing back there singing, Angels Watching Over Me? No, okay. It's a black spiritual which tells about how God sends his angels to watch over us. No one knows who wrote the song, but it is believed that it was originated in the southern part of the United States during the days of slavery. And here are some of the words. All night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day, angels watching over me. Sun is setting in the west, angels watching over me, my Lord. Sleep, my child, take your rest, angels watching over me. And isn't that awesome to know that there are angels watching over us, that God has sent angels to help to take care of us? Do you have an angel that watches over you? I do. I know my grandma is always watching over me, telling me, no, don't do that. Even though she's not around anymore, she's always in my mind telling me. Do you have an angel that watches over you? Who? Your mom, that's right. Your mom watches over us. So, when baby Jesus was born, King Herod found out about it, and he was mad because he thought that Jesus was going to grow up, take over everything, and he was going to lose everything. So he said that all the babies had to die. So an angel came to Joseph and to tell him that they needed to leave and go away and go to Egypt to be safe. Do your angels tell you to be safe? Yeah. So when King Herod died, an angel came back to Joseph and told him he could take his family back to Israel and there would be no harm. It's wonderful that God sent angels to watch over his infant son and protect him, but it's also amazing and wonderful that God has sent angels to watch all his children. You, and me, and all these people out here, God has sent angels to watch over them. And in Psalm 91, the Bible says, evil can't get close to you, harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guide you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. I'm so glad that we have angels watching over us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending those angels to watch over each and every one of us, to be a part of our lives, and to remember, remind us of what there is in our lives. Amen. Now, today is Loud Sunday, okay? So we're going to get the buckets. We're going to fill them up. Now, remember, once you have them all filled up, we're going to meet in the back and then walk up together.
This special Loud Sunday offering, taking the final Sunday of the month, stays right here at Ross Community Church to help those in need with food, utility bills, car repairs, rent, and similar expenses. Thanks to your generosity with this and other offerings, we are blessed in that we never need to turn away those who come to us for help.
Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. I know you know it. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Dear Lord, oh dear Lord, oh dear, remember me. Think away beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior. You take him too. Same words. I took Jesus as my Savior. You take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Look away beyond.